It's 9 o'clock. I found the little note with your phone number. I pick up my phone. I dial the number. I do exactly like you instructed. I have to hypnotize you with my voice. You wrote me a script and then handed it to me. You wanted me to guide you because you know I like being in control. I know you set me up. But who's really in control? After all, you wrote a script for me. And now it's mine. My script. And I can read it exactly like you want to. I can use a sultry voice. I can be like honey, or Valium, or jazz. I can be electricity, a quote by Bukowski, like warm oil, or smoke, silk, sleep. You've summoned me, and for what purpose? To lure me in? To seduce me? Or is this a test? Do I have to prove myself in some way? Is this your way of controlling me? Or is it a way for you to give me a little something that I want? A compromise. A place for me to feel safe. When I'm in control. We are both unpredictable. Our minds are not as others. As our relationship expert once told us, your girlfriend has a very sick mind. I wonder what kind of story that makes us. Impossible? Strange? Or just magic? Are we two souls that are too creative for their own good? Have you considered that perhaps the clash is between the darkness and light inside us, and the darkness outside us is but mere illusion? The darkness is an illusion because that's how darkness operates. Two bright souls who long for some safety, a place to call home, even if just for within our hearts. Now, how can I be of service? After all, this is your fantasy. What do you want me to do? Let's go to sleep together. I need the comfort, and I could use at least 7 hours of solid sleep. Would it turn you on if I listened to my own voice once I'm done recording, so I can put myself to sleep? If words only mean what they mean, and if people only want what's best for others, then we are on the same path. A story is not written letter by letter or word by word, not even sentence by sentence or paragraph by paragraph. A story is written with a certain goal in mind, with a beginning and an ending. But neither of these two qualities define the story itself. It is, in fact, the transition. And this is where our journey together begins. Follow me. Follow me down. Down inside the clouds. Inside the cold heat of the winter sun. Down. Like your eyes trace down my body and skirt, deeper down. Make yourself comfortable as I make my voice more comfortable for you, my voice. Down, down, down. Making you happy and sleepy. So happy to listen to my voice. Do you know where we are going? Deep down, all the way down to zero. A clock without numbers, like time is standing still. Down, below is a garden for us to walk through. Deep down inside, you know this is true. This is where you want to be. Beside me. Inside me. Above me. Below me. Surrounding you. I am all about you. And you are all about me. It's time to sleep now. Relax into my voice as you go deeper into trance. Deep, deep, deep. I am honoring you with my voice. Filling the magic landscape, sunrise and sunset with warm light, a glow from the horizon, tucking you in, lowering my voice a little, deeper still, down below, I give you a kiss. A soft kiss on your lips. Still wearing my glasses. Taking them off. A deeper kiss. My tongue salutes you. Down into your mouth. Taking you in. Sitting on top of you. My hips gently moving. Aching for you to wake, but I know you can't, because I told you to sleep. Releasing myself off your lips as I move to your ear and whisper, you saved my day. Let me save your night. Sleep for me. As my body falls onto you, fall down below, into the sky, into the garden, into the bright sun, down inside my blouse, I feel your chest against me. I'm holding on to you, holding you closer, holding. Holding. There you are. My hands caressing your face, admiring you. My eyes flicker, though you cannot see. All is dark and warm. Outside the darkness of your eyelids, there is a very bright character. And she is very happy to see you. Happy to make you sleep. Deeper. Deeper still. Deep down inside trance. Time is standing still. The clock has no numbers. The clock has no hands. We are together, and I am also going to sleep. Soon. When I know that you are sleeping sound and well, then I will go to sleep too. I promise I won't be naughty and wake you up in the middle of the night. I'll be good and put you to sleep, like you always wanted. Like you always wanted me. Sleep for me. Sleep like me. Sleep with me.